So one day, one kedusha achas. So Reb Kiveger says, if you wouldn't be chaya for mechamer on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, so how could you look at this as one day? There are differences between the day. That's not one blend. So Reb Kiveger, seemingly agreeing with this idea of the Shagas Aryeh, holds that on Yom Kippur as well, there would be a violation of mechamer, and that is how we can understand this story of Avram Avinu leaving his behema on Yom Kippur, according to the Pirkei the Reb Lezer, like the Chasam Sofer said. I wanted to possibly, whether or not it's going to be, challenge this idea and discuss and delve into the nature of the prohibition of mechamer by quoting you a few sources, and hopefully we could put it all together and come out with a fundamental yisod with the isser of mechamer. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses whether or not a person is allowed to sell a behema to a goy. And the Gemara says there are certain behemas, a behema gasa that you're going to do work with, you shouldn't sell to the goy. So the Gemara explains, gzeira mishum she'ela umishum schiros, maybe you're going to not sell it, and you're really going to only lend it out, and it's going to be your behema doing work on Shabbos. So that's going to be a problem, because even if I don't snap my fingers, I don't call the behema to do malacha, if your behema is not resting on Shabbos, it might not be a violation of a lo saseh, but it's still a problem of shvisas behemto. If my behema, which is mine, is working, even if the guy is causing it to work, that is a problem of shvisas behemto. So the Gemara asks, umishum schiris sheila kanya v'agra kanya, what do you mean? If a guy rents it out, so we view the schiris as some sort of kinyan, that the guy owns it, so I'm not going to violate shvisas behemto, it's not my behema anymore. Ela amar Rami Breder of Yeva, gzeirim shim nisyone. Dezinnin dezavna la nila samach lishkias achamma demali shabasa. Va'amar le tonasya nile, v'shama le lakale, va'azla machmase, the Gemara says, you're right. It's not because of Sheila. It's not because of Schirus. That's not the reason. That was what the Gemara originally presented, and that's not what the Gemara sticks with. You know what the violation is going to be? The violation is going to be that the guy's going to come. No one buys a car before they test it out. Maybe it's a piece of junk. So he's going to test it out before it's the transaction's final, and then you're going to say, you want to see what it does? I'll show you the tricks it could do. I snap my fingers, it runs, and it's got a load on its back, and it walks into Rosh Hasharabim, and it just did malacha when you were testing it out. That's what we call nisione, like a nes, Hashem nisos Avram, test. So the Gemara says, and that's going to be mechamer achar behemto b'shabbis. Fine. Now again, the Gemara had a discussion over here. First, the Gemara presented that the possible violation was the mitzvah of shvisas behemto. Since you're only lending it out, so you're going to still own it. And then, even though the guy is causing the malacha, but I still have a violation, an obligation on my property to make sure that it rests. Rashi has a fascinating language over here, and whoever was learning from this Gemara here and wrote in it, underlined it. Rashi says that the problem with Shvisas Behemto is not the way I presented. When your behema does malacha on Shabbos, even if you're not causing it, that's also included in Lo Saseko Malacha Atu Vincha Uvehemtecha. That's also a violation of a malacha. Everyone attacks this Rashi. What do you mean? That's the Pasuk in Dvarim of Laman Yanuach. That's a mitzvah's essay. That has nothing to do with... You're not even involved. That's not a malacha. That's a problematic Rashi. And we'll have to get back to that Rashi. But let's just go on with what Rashi says. Then the Gemara rejects Shchela and Schirus. He says that's not the problem. The problem is not because of Shvisas Behemto, but rather the problem is because you're going to test it out and it's going to be Mechamer. It's going to be that you're calling it, you're pulling it, and somehow it does Malacha with you causing it to do so. And Rashi says, and Mechamer Acher Behemto is Chayav Chatos. Rashi is alluding to a Gemara in Shabbos that quotes a machlokes Tanoim, whether or not if I cause my behema to do a malacha, is that a full-fledged chilul Shabbos that would be chayev chatos, and we give him all the punishments that would apply to a regular malacha? We paskin that that's not the case. We paskin, if you look at the Gemara on Kufnin Dalad, which discusses this concept, Kufnin Gimel and Beis, which discusses this concept of mechamer, of causing your behema to do malacha, the Gemara quotes, Rami Bar Chama, HaMechamer Acher Behemta B'Shabes Chayev Chatas, B'Mezid Chayev Skila, My Taima Amar Rava D'Amar Kro Lo Sasako Malacha, Ata U'Vehemtcha Behemio Dumya D'Day. Just like you can't do Malacha, so too your Behema can't do Malacha. Hu B'Shobe Chayev Chatas, Mezid Chayev Skila. If I'm Mezid, I'm Chayev Skila. If I'm Shogeg, I'm Chayev Chatas. Fine. We paskin that that's not the case. Mechamer is not going to be chayav korban. Mechamer is not going to be chayav skila. Amar Rava, we pass like this. Shnei tshuvas bedover. Chadad ksiv Torah achas yelachem. You can't be chayav chatos because there's a limit in the pasuk. And then he also says, over there, ovid maisa begufe. Over here, you were an ovid maisa begufe. You're not doing the full-fledged malacha, so obviously this has to be lowered down, and you're not in full violation of the Torah prohibition to be obligated in skila and to be obligated in chatas. So the problem is what we just said. Why is Rashi hurting himself in the explanation of this Gemara? He's making this Gemara only going according to this Manda Amr that has a wild opinion that even when you do a malacha al yedei your behema, so that's going to be chayav chatos? No, even according to us. Explain it even according to us, the Ran asks on Rashi. When you test out your behema and you cause your behema to do a malacha, so you at least violate a lav, there's still a losasi in the Torah called losaseko malacha. Why is Rashi limiting himself and saying this Gemara is only going according to that man the Amr of Chayev Chatas? And it's not true. We paskin this Gemara. We paskin this Gemara halach lamaisa. That's the reason you shouldn't sell a behema gasa, a big behema that can carry a heavy load, to a guy, because that's going to be the issue. Problem number two. The Rambam doesn't paskin this Gemara. The Rambam doesn't paskin because you're going to test out the behema, which is clearly the conclusion of the Gemara. And the Ran already on this Gemara asks, why does the Rambam say the reason is because you're going to lend it out, because you're going to rent it out, and it's going to be a Shvisas Behemto problem, your behema is doing malacha? No, it should be because you're going to cause the malacha. Because you're going to test it out, you're going to call, you're going to... And the Rambam leaves it out. Why is that true? Why does the Rambam do so? Hold these questions. Another question coming from this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim asks, we just had a major jump and the Gemara totally transferred from the beginning to the end. When the Gemara said, you're going to lend the behema, you're going to rent it out to the behema, the Gemara was telling us that you're in violation of the mitzvah's essay of Laman Yanuach, that even though you don't cause your behema to do malacha, your behema is obligated to rest. So even a goy doing that, that's a mitzvah's essay of Laman Yanuach. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not true. And the Gemara says it must be that you're going to test it out, and you're going to call the behema, it's going to do malacha, and you violated mechamer. You just caused a malacha with your behema. Ask all the Rishonim, why the switch? What's the problem with Shvisas Behemta? Why did the Gemara have to introduce a new concept when I was testing out my behema? And if I'm testing out my behema and it walks, I'm not in violation of the mitzvah's essay of Laman Yanuach. Just stick with the same approach and just change the case. The case is that I caused it, but I'm also violation of Shvisas Behemto. All the Rishonim and Avodah Zarah ask this question. And they give different answers. And I think their answers will shed light into understanding the depth of this sugya. The Tosfos gives an unclear answer. He says this whole idea of that it's going to be close to Bein Hashmashos and you're going to do a transaction with a guy is a very big chash rachok. It's not so common that it's going to happen. So therefore, we are more serious about the mitzvah than the iser. That's one approach. But the other Rishonim don't go that route. They would have taken, especially Rashi, who holds Shvisus Behemto, was also a lav, a lo sasekom lacha. And we don't even understand Rashi. How do you understand that they're both lo sasekom lacha? So what's the difference between Shvisus Behemto and Mechamer? If they're both lo sasekom lacha, what's the difference? So the Rishonim give different answers. The Rashba says that you want to know why the Gemara had to come on to Mechamer? Because we were talking about a case where you were inside the gates of the shul. No one was walking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. There was no malacha being done from the behema. There was just a package on the behema. You were going to show them how it works. When you take a test drive, the guy doesn't drive 5 miles away. The guy drives it down the street. So it was a gated area. It was in your chatzar, says the Rashba. So that's why the Gemara didn't suggest the idea of Shvisus Behemto. Because for Shvisus Behemto, you would need a malacha. You would need him to do a full-fledged malacha of Hotzah, just like you would. But Mechamer is any toil, any problem, any work that the behemah is going to do, even though it's not one of the avos malachos on Shabbos. And this is the shita of the Rambam as well. The Rambam holds that the Gemara discusses if you're stuck on your way, which happens to all of us, but we don't have donkeys, but Erev Shabbos, you're coming close, the work day was very late, so what do you do with your stuff in your pocket? If there's a guy around, the Gemara says in Shabbos, you should give it to the guy. If there's no guy around, you should put it on your behema. And the Gemara says, You should make sure when the behemah stops to lift it up before it stops, so you're not going to do an akira and an anacha in Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to be starting and stopping within the Rosh Hashanah with your package on the behemah. The Rambam says even if you pick it up, you still have to make sure that you don't pull the behemah, that you don't call the behemah, because even though he's not doing an akira and anacha, the Rambam says for mechamer, you don't need the technicalities of the lo sasekom malacha. You just need that the behema is doing some work. This seems to mimic this idea of the Rashba, that the Rashba says the reason why this Gemara picked on Mechamer and not Shvisas Behemto is because Mechamer doesn't need malacha. And that's the case that the Gemara was referring to. The Ran gets very upset. And the Ran says, how is that possible? How could you say that, Rashba? How could the Rambam even have entertained such a possibility? Of course Mechamer is a function of Malacha. Of course you have to do what you would be obligated in if you or yourself were doing the Malacha. The rules and regulations of Mechamer when you're causing your behemoth to do the Malacha mimic the rules and regulations of if you would be doing that same Malacha. If for you it's Hotzah, so for the behemoth it's Hotzah. There's no new rules and regulations, says the Ran. So the Ran comes up with a totally different explanation in the Gemara. You want to know why the Gemara in Avodah Zarah chose Mechamer over Shvisus Behemto? Because Shvisus Behemto only applies to Behemto. But Mechamer is more inclusive. It would even be including a case where you weren't the owner of that behema, and this was your job. You were the manager of the store. And then you were selling it to the guy. Mechamer? That's prohibited even if you don't own the behema. Shvisas Behemto is prohibited only if you own the behema. What's going on here? What are all these random different svaras? How do we answer all these questions? How do we put all this together? So I'd like to suggest, just hold with me one second, and we'll hopefully explain all of this. There is another Gemara that deals with the issue of Mechamer. It's the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos is discussing whether or not an essay, we have a concept in halacha called essay docha los essay. A mitzvah's essay has the ability to override a mitzvah's los essay. The Gemara says, does it have the capacity to override a lo sase that's chamor, a lo sase that has karis with it, or only a regular lo sase? So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you a case. The case is that your father asks you to be mechabed him, and he asks you to be mechabed him and get something from another area and bring your behema, and you should do a harisha for your father, or you should shecht the behema for your father, and that's a full fledged malacha. And still, the Gemara says you would have thought without a pasuk that you should override. So you see, a mitzvah's essay has the capacity to override even a los asheish bokaris. Says the Gemara. The Gemara goes back and forth. And the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about the full-fledged lo sase when your father asks you to be mechal Shabbos. We're talking about the lav of mechamer. That's what the Gemara says. The lav of mechamer. Now, Rashi writes, we're not talking about the regular lo sase that you're shochid the behema, that you do malacha with the behema. Rashi says, lav de mechamer achar behema, shehu belav de lo sase ko malacha, atu behemtecha, ubahai lav leka karis. And in this lav, there's no karis. De lo ovid maisa begufe, because he quotes the Gemara that we said in earlier that Rava challenged Rami Bar Chama that there's no karis, there's no skila by mechamer. It's not like a regular malacha because you're not fully active in the malacha of mechamer. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on a little further, and the Gemara says, "Can you learn from here to kol haTorah kula that essay could be docha lo sase?" So the Gemara says, "No, lav of Shabbos is chamor." And Rashi explains lav of Shabbos is chamor because if you violate Shabbos, you become a mummer. Which is important halacha to know. That if you violate Shabbos or you know someone who violates Shabbos, it's not only that they are violating, they have a status to them. A person who's mechal Shabbos has a status of a mummer. There's questions, it could be Yotze Kiddush with them. He's now, obviously this is a person who knows that he's violating Shabbos, and despite that he's violating Shabbos. But lav of Shabbos has a result to it that you become a mummer. Now this Rashi was fascinating to me. Because if you look in the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Koleles, his opening to all of Shulchan Aruch, he says, when a person does mechamer, there's no way that he becomes a mummer. Because you're not doing anything. Your behema is the one that's doing something. And this Rashi seems to be against that. So Prima Gadim just missed the Rashi? Could be. That's a very strong possibility. But I'd like to explain, possibly, the rationale why one would become a mummer, why one possibly would not become a mummer, and what's going on here in the whole sugya that we're presenting. The Tosus Yeshanim on this Gemara says, why did the Gemara assume that the brisa of your father telling you to do a malacha and have mitzvahs kibud e'av override Shabbos? Who says it was talking about a lo sashish bokaris? Who said it was talking about a full-fledged malacha, that it's talking about cooking for him or shechting for him? Maybe it always was talking about mechamer. Why did the Gemara even assume that it wasn't talking about mechamer, that we would learn and extrapolate from here, lo sashish bokaris, an essay could be docha? Says the Tosafot Yeshanim, a very telling lashon. V'yesh lomar, mishum dechsiv shapsosai tishmoru, demashma, debeikr shmira airi, v'haynu b'malacha shebegufo. Dehainu shachli basheli, avalav de mechamer, eino ella melacha benachlaso. This is the key to the whole issue we're dealing with. Says the Tosafot Yeshanim, you want to know why the Gemara originally assumed that the malacha that we were discussing was your malacha, was a shachli basheli, you should shecht for me, you should cook for me? Because lo sasekom malacha means you don't do malacha. We didn't want to assume that the drasha was referring to not your malacha, but your behema's malacha. That is the idea of the Tosafot Yeshanim. I think that this is exactly what was going on in the Gemara and Shabbos. The question is as follows. We have Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says an unbelievable idea. He says, when you are mechamer after your behema, you snap your fingers, you call the animal, and he does a malacha, so then you're chayav chatzis, you're chayav skila. Rava says, whoa, that is a big chumrah, we're not going to accept that, we don't accept that la halacha. We don't paskin like that. Now the question is, okay, fine. I could accept that. We don't paskin like that. But do we totally reject it? Do we totally flip the rationale of what Mechamer is and say that you're not at all violating a malacha at all? Or no? Maybe we just tone it down. Maybe we approach Rami Rahama and said, you took it too far. When you cause your behema to do a malacha and your mechamer after your behema, so you're right. You're not going to be chayv chatas. You're not going to be chayv skila. That far we're not going to go with you. However, you are, at the end of the day, somehow joining within this pu'ula, this malacha. You're the one causing this behema to start going. You're the one who's causing the test of this behema that's going to do a malacha. So maybe it's not enough to be chayv chatas because iu lo avin maisa begufe, he's not working alone. But that's just a reason to tone it down. So I think that is two ways of understanding the rejection of Rava in the Gemara and Shabbos and Kufnan Gimel. When we said the iu lo avin maisa begufe, is that just notching it down? Or no? We totally rejected the concept of your malacha over here. Comes along the Torah and says, Lo sasako malacha behemtecha? That's a new chiddush la'alacha. You are obligated for your behema's malacha. But it's not because of you. It's because your behema's doing something. And the Torah was now obligating that not only should you do malacha, but you should make sure that your behema doesn't do malacha because of you. You understand? Meaning on the one hand, the Torah says don't do 39 malachas. Now we have a scenario that I'm not totally active. I'm not doing a full-fledged malacha. I'm just causing my behemoth to do malacha. So are we keeping the rationale that this is your malacha? We're just toning down the punishment? And we're saying that there's no way you can give him the full-fledged onesh because he's not fully active? Or no, we're saying the fact that he's not fully active erases malachas from the picture in totality. However, the Torah came and was mechadish to us, mechamer. Mechamer is a new halacha. Your behema should rest. Your behema should also have menucha on Shabbos. And that now is going to be a new lav, a new losase that's slapped onto you that is totally disconnected from the rules and regulations of malacha. If so, this possibly could be the understanding of why you would become a mummer or not. Rashi holds, if you look at Rashi holds, lav de mechamer, the only reason lav de mechamer is less, the lav de lo sasakom lacha atu vemtecha, ubahai lav leka karis, the lo oven maisa begufe. All Rashi is telling you, and this lav doesn't have a karis, because you didn't do a malacha. But Rashi says that the whole thing wasn't eradicated. We totally didn't get away from the aspect of malacha over here. You can still be a mummer, just like you're a mummer if you drive a car, just like you're a mummer if you plow your field, just like you're a mummer if you plant in your field. So too, if you do mechamer, you also are involved in lo sasako malacha. You're also okay. You can't give him kares because he's doing it with joining with his behemoth. His behemoth is being the most active person over here. But at the end of the day, he is violating something. He is doing something. This is the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh that we started off with. The Shagas Aryeh says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there is a violation of Mechamer, because all Mechamer is your Malacha. Just the Behema is picking up off, you're snapping your fingers, but it's because of you. However, the Shagas Aryeh says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Shvisas Behemto, the mitzvah of your Behema to rest, Laman Yonuach, the mitzvah's essay, that won't apply to Yom Kippur, because that's not you. That's totally on your behema. That's even if the guy takes your behema and causes him to do malacha. That's a violation of the mitzvah's essay of Laman Yanuach. That won't apply to Yom Kippur. Only, says the Shagas Aryeh, only malachas, your malachas, apply to Yom Kippur. However, according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, that might not be the case. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that the nature of Mechamer is Meleches Behemto. The reason the Gemara thought originally that we were talking about totally different topic of Shechita, of Bishul, of a full-fledged violation of Shabbos, is because we wanted certain things that were your violation, that were your Melacha. Then the Gemara rejected it, and the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a machamer, a totally different topic, which is not your malacha, which is your behemah's malacha. So I get an achir when my behemah does malacha. But whose malacha is it? It's the behemah's malacha. That is the machlokas, the Tosfos Yeshanim and Rashi. If so, I think we can answer many of our questions from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Just before we go on, we presented the Shagas Aryeh that fits with the rationale of Rashi, that Mechamer is Chayav in Yom Kippur, because Mechamer is another type of Malacha. It's your Malacha that you're causing. And that's why Mechamer is obligated in Yom Kippur, and not Shvisas Behemto. The Ramban, in his Chidushim, as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, doesn't take that approach. The Ramban says, when you're Mechamer Achar Behemto, when you cause your Behemoth to do a Malacha, he's more similar to the Tosfos Yeshanim. He says, that's like your Eved doing Malacha. That's not your Malacha. That's his, that the Torah slapped on a new Chiddush that you're obligated in such a scenario. But that's a totally new Chiddush of the Torah. It's not just notching down the Malachas to a Lav as opposed to a Kares, but you're still being Mechal Shabbos with a Malacha. No, says the Ramban. The Torah introduced a new idea that you're obligated for your behemah's malacha. And he totally disagrees with the approach of the Shagas Aryeh. Possibly, we're suggesting, maybe the Ramban would be one of the opinions that would agree with the Prima Gadim, that you would not become a mummer if you would cause your behemah to do malacha on Shabbos, because it's not your malacha, but rather, as the Tosfos Yeshanim presents, it's your behemah's malacha. If so, I think we now can go back to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and answer many of our questions. We started off that the Gemara says you shouldn't sell a behemoth that can carry a heavy load, a behemoth gasa. And the Gemara says why? Because you're going to lend it to him and you're going to be in violation of Shvisas Behemto, of the mitzvah's essay of your behemoth doing malacha even when a guy takes it. Rashi there says Shvisas Behemto is not the way I present it. Rashi says it's not a mitzvah sase. It's also lo sasek o malacha. And everyone jumps on Rashi. And they says, if you hold that it's lo sasek o malacha, so then what's going to be the difference between mechamer and shvisas behemto? It's all the same pasuk of lo sasek o malacha. I think, according to our analysis, we can answer Rashi. Rashi holds mechamer and shvisas behemto, you're right, it's from the same pasuk. But they're totally different in nature. Rashi disagrees with the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ramban. Rashi holds Mechamer is your Malacha. Shvisas Behemto is the Behemoth's Malacha. If so, one could also answer the other Rishonim. The Rashba who held that the reason why the Gemara at the Maskana specifically focused on Mechamer and not Shvisas Behemto because we were in the enclosed area and there was no violation of Malachos, there was no violation of Hotzah, we were enclosed and he wasn't doing any Lamites Malachos. So the Ran says, how could you say such a thing? Mechamer is going to be worse than a person? Mechamer is going to be more obligated than the Malachos of a person? What Shabbos are you coming to? Where do you get these rules and regulations? The Rashba holds like the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Rashba holds this is a totally new halacha. We totally left the parsha of Lo Sasev of Avos Malachos. The Torah slapped on a new chiyuv that you would have thought was totally mutter. And comes the Torah and says, no. You also can't have your behema toil on Shabbos. And you can't cause your behema to toil on Shabbos. That was the rationale of the Rashba. Why does the Ran get, and that's the rationale of the Rambam as well, the Rambam that agrees with that Rashba, that even if you don't do an Akira and an Anachu, he said, even if you pick it up before he puts his feet down and up and he wasn't stopping and starting, which is a qualification for the Malachas of Shabbos, for Hotzah, for carrying Dalet Amos, Rambam says no. Once he toiled, he toiled. It was difficult for him. It doesn't matter whether he picked up his feet or not. That's the rationale of the Rashba and the Rambam. Because Mechamer should have been mutter. Mechamer should have been taken out of the parsha of Lo Sasek HaMalacha. And now the Torah says Mechamer is aser. That's a Chiddush LaHalacha above and beyond all the regular rules and regulations of regular Hilchos Shabbos. The Ran gets so upset at the Rashba. And the Ran says, how could you say such a thing? How could you differentiate between a person and a behemah? What new rules and regulations? That's because the Ran was taking the rationale, not of the Ramban, not of the Tosfos Shoshanim that we said, that it's Meleches Behema, but rather like the Shagas Aryeh. This is a new way for you to be obligated. Instead of you taking your shovel, instead of you digging and you doing Otsah and carrying into Rishus HaRabim, you can now do it by snapping your fingers. You can now do it by calling your behema, and that's Malacha as well. So the Ran says, of course, you're going to be obligated in a scenario, you're only going to be obligated in a scenario where it's Av Malacha. Because the Ran understood the response of Rava is Rami Bar Chama is not totally wrong. It's not that we took it totally out of the Parsha of Malacha, it's that we toned it down a notch. And maybe, possibly, according to the Ran, it's possible that you would be a mummer. Because this is regular Chilul Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos in a new avenue, a new direction, a new way to be Mechal Shabbos, like the Shagas Aryeh presented against the Ramban. And now we understand the Ran's explanation of the Gemara. The Ran says, you want to know why the Gemara at the end of the day focused on Mechamer and not Shvisas Behemto? Because Mechamer is usur even if it's not your behema. Shvisas Behemto is only a mitzvah if it's your ownership, if it's your behema. That's because the Ran understood Mechamer, we don't care who owns it. It's not that your behema has to rest, it's that you can't do a malacha through your behema, or through a behema. If it's you can't do a malacha through a behema, who cares whose behema it is? It could be a guy's behema, it could be someone else's behema. That's the nature of Mechamer. Maybe that wouldn't be the case, according to these other Rishonim. If it's a new halacha, that you're obligated, that your behema should rest, it's Meleches Behemto, you don't become a mummer, in rationale before this pasuk, I would have thought you would have been totally putter, then maybe that's limited to your property, to your donkey, and not to someone else's. Possibly, that is the nafkaminas. Maybe we can add another nafkamina. We know that when it comes to Yontif, only Malachos are carried over to Yontif. What is the halacha when it comes to Mechamer on Yontif? Am I allowed to cause my behema to do a Malacha on Yontif? So it's Tully. If you understand like the Shagas Aryeh, like the Ran that we're presenting, like Rashi Shita, so then yes, maybe this is a Malacha as well. Rava's just toning it down a notch. But it's still in the Parsha of Malacha. It's still going to follow the rules and regulations of regular Malacha. So then, apply it to Yontif as well. However, if you hold it's a new Chiddush HaTorah, you really should have been totally Pater. And now comes along the Ramban and says, there's a new Chiyuv. When the Behema works, you're a Chayev. And possibly some Rishonim, we pointed out, the Rashba and the Rambam say, even outside of the Parsha of Malacha, even outside the regular rules and regulations of Malacha, that's the case. Maybe it wouldn't apply to Yontif. Maybe we wouldn't carry it over to Yontif. That's a Chiddush unique to Shabbos. You wouldn't necessarily carry it over to Yontif as well. We pointed out in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rashi is very strange, and the Ran already points this out. Rashi says this Gemara in Avodah Zarah that you're going to test out the Behema and he's going to work on Shabbos is because it's going according to Rami Bar Chama, who holds Mechamer Achar Behemto, is Chayev Chatas. And we said, wait a second. That we don't paskin like that. Rava rejects Rami Bar Chama. Rava, however you understand Rava, we mentioned different possibilities in understanding the Shak Levitaria, but that's rejected. Why is Rashi making this Gemara not La Halacha? I think that's the answer. That's the answer to the question. Rashi wasn't limiting it to Rami Bar Chama and saying that it was only if you hold its Chayev Chatas. Rashi was using Rami Bar Chama as a paradigm. Rashi was saying, just like there's a person in the Gemara that holds there's a full-fledged Malacha on Shabbos to be Mechamer and your Chayev Chatas. So when Rava rejects that, he doesn't reject it totally. It's also a malacha. And Rashi says, that's the paradigm. And that's the way to understand Rava rejection, that it's still your malacha, it's just not enough for you to be chayev chatas. But that's why Rashi quoted that daya. He wasn't saying this Gemara is only going according to that daya. He was saying that's the way to understand Mechamer, and that's the reason we are more Machmir when it comes to Mechamer over Shvisas Bahamto, and why the Gemara chose Mechamer over Shvisas Bahamto. All the Rishonim's Kasha, the Ran, the Rashba, Rashi was saying, no, the answer is simple. The answer is simple because just like you find a day in the Gemara that holds a Tchayev Chatos, so when it comes to Mechamer, it's your Malacha. And the Gemara was only goes there by cases where it's your malacha and not an issue with your behemoth's malacha. So if that's the case, Rashi wanted to answer all the Rishonim's kasha, and that's why Rashi decided to say it's going according to Rabbi Bar Chama. He didn't mean to say it's only going to Rabbi Bar Chama. And Rabosai, the way we've developed, this is Rashi Lishitaso. This is Rashi Lishitaso who holds Mechama Yeramumr. And this is Rashi Lishitaso that has to make some sort of a distinction between Shvisas Behemto and Mechamer, that according to Rashi, it's unbelievable they learned out from the same pasuk of Losasik O Malacha. And all the Achronim jump and said, how do you make a difference? That's not true. All the Rishonim disagree. It's a mitzvah sesei Shvisas Behemto. No, according to Rashi, the distinction is simple. One is your Malacha, and one is your Behemoth's Malacha. Shvisas Behemto is your Behemoth's Malacha. That's why Rashi quoted Rami Bar Chama. Because Rashi wanted to develop what the answer to the Rava was in the other Gemara, was that we don't reject him entirely, we just tone it down a notch. And that's possibly why the Rambam doesn't say the reason because of Mechamer. The Rambam quotes the beginning of the Gemara. Because the Rambam also explained like this. The Rambam said, no, if you understand like Rami Bar Chama, that Mechamer is a function of a Malacha. So then they were gozer up to Mechamer. But we proved already that the Rambam doesn't agree to Rashi. The Rambam holds you don't need an Akira and Anacha for Mechamer. The Rambam holds it's above and beyond the regular rules and regulations of Malachos. So if that's the case, the Rambam says, so then we wouldn't be gozer up to Mechamer. We care about what you're going to do. So therefore, the Rambam held so that this Gemara was only going according to Rami Bar Chama. The Rambam couldn't hold that it was going, because the Rambam understands Rava's response of Mechamer, that Mechamer isn't your Malacha, Mechamer is your Behema's Malacha, and the Rambam possibly is Lishitaso as well. Rashi, Lishitaso, and all these Rishonim understand, no, Mechamer is your Behema's Malacha, like the idea of the Shagas Aryeh. And the Rambam, in this sense, is similar to the Ramban, that Mechamer is a totally new chiyuv. Mechamer wouldn't apply to Yontif. Mechamer wouldn't apply to all these nafkaminas. There wouldn't be a mummer when it comes to Mechamer, like Rashi developed. And that is, I think, the explanation of the Gemara. Now, there is an interesting chiddush of the Nesivis that he says as follows. We all have horse and buggies. So most of our horse and buggies have two horses. So the Nesivis says as follows. Maybe one is not in violation of Mechamer when you use two horses, because just like a person who does a malacha, a chatzi malacha, shnaim shasu, so then you're not going to be chayev. So also, if you use two horses, and the Nesivis goes back and forth, he's not sure, he doesn't know if he should paskin like it, maybe Shnaim Shasu is only halacha pertaining to karbonos, shouldn't apply to a lav. Says the Chassam Sofer, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says, of course you're right. 100%! You have two horses on your buggy, of course that's going to be a ptur. Why should one be mechalik between a behema, says the Chassam Sofer, and between an adam? It's all malacha. So the Chassam Sofer is, I think, taking one side of what we're explaining. Do you view the malachas of behema as an extension of you? And this is los es a malacha of a person, and therefore the regular dinim that apply to people as well should also apply? And it's an extension, it's a hitstarfus, it's us joining in the malacha, it's Rava only toning down Rami Bar Chama a notch, it's Mechamer would be chayev, you're a mummer, and therefore the ptur would apply? Or no? Says the other Achronim, absolutely not. Mechamer? Mechamer is the Chiddush HaTorah. Mechamer is, you should not have malacha done all day, your behemoths. Who cares how many behemoths do your malacha? You shouldn't cause your behemoths to be toil. It's one, it's five, it's two. So the Or Sameach, absolutely not. That's not a p'tur. Because the Or Sameach didn't view Mechamer being an extension of you. Mechamer being in a malacha al atzmo, and you joining the malacha of the behemoth. Possibly he understood that it's a new halacha. It's the Chiddush HaTorah, like the Ramban wants to suggest, that you now are chaya for your behemoth's malacha. And that's whether if your one behemoth does your malacha, or two does your malacha, or three does your malacha. And like we said, some Rishonim would say, and the definition of malacha might be even different, because it is a totally new Chiddush HaKra.
I'm so from the fact that it was Yom Kippur.
The Chassam Sofer, that was, the Chassam Sofer Ala Torah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Very good. Okay. So there, just to finish off with an idea, we did this shir, L'Refuah Shleima, Zchus R'Refuah Shleima, for my father, and we were talking about the concept of Mechamer Achar Behemto, the reason why Avraham Avinu left the Chamor was because it was Yom Kippur, according to the Pirkei Dov Lezer, and there's Mechamer on Yom Kippur, and Shkayach for that Hosafa. My father has a beautiful vart explaining this idea of Mechamer, of Shvulachem Poem HaChamor, of Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayachvosh Es Chamoro. Rashi in Parshas Yisro writes Oso Chamor that Avram Avinu took to go to the Akedah was the same Chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu took from Yisro's house by Yarkiveim ala Chamor. And Oso Chamor, says Rashi, will be the same donkey, the B.S. goal that the Mashiach will be, Oni V'rochev ala Chamor. Now my father taught us that many years, and I don't think he even knew about this, I think it was Mechavin to it, I found it later. My father thought that it's not just stama donkey. It doesn't just mean chamor. My father thought that what the Torah is telling us, it just doesn't happen to be that it's the same donkey. Chamor comes from the language of chomrius, of materialism. And I found later on that the Maharal in Gur Aryeh says the same idea. The chamor is representing the chomrius. And that. But my father added on a little more to the Maharal. My father says that when it comes to these donkeys, the Torah is using different verbs. At the beginning of the process, when Avram Avinu started Yiddishkeit, vayichavosh es chamor, he harnessed it. He took control of the chomrius. We need to realize there are distractions in the world. There are things that have negative influences on us, and we need to have that under our control. We need to be chovish it. Vayarkevei malachamor, already Moshe Rabbeinu approaching Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went to another stage. They were already riding on the chomrius. They already were directing it. They were implementing it and using it to help with their avodas Hashem. It was somehow interacting, and we were already riding on top of it. The end of the day, Bevias Goel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach, what's going to happen? Ani v'rochev al hachamor. The poor man will be riding on top of the chomrius. It won't affect us. Not only will it not affect us, the avoda of Bias Goel is that the chomrius itself should be noveya to Kedusha. We should find Kedusha and holiness even within the material objects. There's nothing in this world that doesn't have Kedusha. And that's our avoda. Even an ani, even a poor man, has what to do with chomrius, and he's on top of chomrius. Because chomrius is a function of Kedusha. We can extrapolate Kedusha from the chomrius, and that's the process. The control, the harnessing, the control and implementing, and then flipping it, even for an ani. Flipping it from materialism, what you would think is appropriate for a rich person, no. It's the ani is riding on top of the chomrius. That's what Chomrius really is. The materialism really is really just as much Avodas Hashem as everything else. We just have to search, and that's going to be our Avodah. I found the Rosh Hashiva of Karmi Yavne had this similar idea to my father. He was very excited, but he quoted one other Gemara. A fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amdaf Kuf Aleph, I believe, says like this. Rabba says, Bevias Goel, when the Shiach's going to come, it's going to be a very difficult time, and I'm going to hide. I'm not going to be able to stand the Mashiach. It's going to be too difficult. Rav Yosef says, I'm not going to hide. I'll tell you where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the dung of a donkey. Why does he choose that? I think that's exactly the answer. Rav Yosef was telling you, you want to succeed. You want to be successful in the time of Mashiach. Take the most materialistic things. Take the chamor. Take the donkey and find Kedusha within the donkey, then you'll be safe. Then you'll make it through the Vias HaMashiach. So that is Mechamer, and that is the Chamor, and that's the Chassam Sofer's Yesod of Mechamer on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Go ahead.
This is Kola. This is Kola. So if it's
a Kola?
Yeah, it's a Kola. Why he doesn't choose that. So